Welcome to TTLG. We're back here for another episode where we take you through the looking glass. I'm Ryan and he's Gorgie. Join us weekly to stay up to date on the best DeFi crypto trends. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button in the corner of your screen so you won't miss out on the best opportunities we have for you. What's going on, Gorgie? How are you doing today, man?
It's a good day. Bitcoin pumping, altcoins awesome. Pumping.
I'm back in action. I know you guys missed good me to have last you back. Week, I'm sure. Yeah.
Good to have you back.
Ready to kick this back off. I just want to do our little disclaimer real quick. We are not financial advisors, and what we say on the show should not be taken as investment advice. This is just for informational and entertainment purposes only.
Yeah.
So we'll go ahead and get rolling here. We're going to talk about the total Luna burn is at 25% of all the outstanding tokens. So that's a pretty big milestone. So we're under the 750,000 mark. So big day for Luna for sure. It's March 22nd. So this will definitely be a date to remember for sure. I'm sure.
Agreed. Yeah.
I'm sure Do Kwon's got this probably marked in his calendar. We'll probably see a tweet from him here at some point, right?
Yeah, I think that we saw the 10 billion mark for UST market cap, and Do Kwon called it. And as people have said, Do Kwon doesn't speculate. When he calls something like that, it's usually in the works already, just like the replenishment of the Anchor rewards or now the purchase of Bitcoin, right? So it was 1 billion, then 3, I think, currently. Although I think the 125 million that pumped Bitcoin last night came out of a 2 billion account that so belongs to TTLG.
So he bought 120 million worth last night? Is that what you're saying?
125 million, yeah, on Binance Spot Exchange. I think there were some other orders that pumped Bitcoin. And I think what he has said is he wants to go as high as 10 billion. So that's an aspiration, but also it's very specific. So it's probably something that's already scoped out.
Wow, that's pretty, that's a substantial amount of Bitcoin. I like it.
Yeah, and Twitterverse has been crazy because a lot of Bitcoin maxis, Plan B, others are now talking about that. And it's bringing new attention to UST, to the UST Luna relationship, to DeFi, from folks that usually it was like Bitcoin versus shitcoins. Now, because of the massive investment that Terra is making into Bitcoin and leading the reversal, probably will have a massive bull run coming up soon, unless there's some surprising selling or some surprising news. This could be a reversal to the upside, like big one, 50K and higher. So I think a lot of Bitcoin maxis are looking at this, or Bitcoin maxis, or just pure Bitcoiners, right? Folks who don't dabble in DeFi a lot. Well, now this is piquing their interest. It draws attention. It creates great publicity for Luna, for Terra, for the Lunatic community.
Right. It's basically free advertising for TFL and Terraform Labs for Luna in general, just basically advertising they're buying $10 billion worth of Bitcoin for their yield reserve, right? That's
right. Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, it's a great advertisement mechanism. I guess we saw about last week that bet with one of the guys on Twitter for I think it's up to 10 million bucks or 11 million bucks in escrow. So that's pretty cool. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of back and forth with that until we roll around to 12 months from now.
Oh yeah. But it's great. I mean, this bet is just brilliant, I think. And no balls, no glory. But I think that it's not just about being ballsy, but being confident and trusting in the fundamentals of the ecosystem. I think that is great to see. Also, you know, UST market cap, it's something we watch daily. It's growing very fast, and it's growing. It's pretty much half of the Luna market cap.
So and we're at, so today is March 22nd.
Yeah, we're about 15.6.
2022. So where are we at for market cap for UST?
Let me see. Can you see my screen here?
What's the market cap of UST?
15.6 billion.
Wow, 15.6 billion. That's awesome. Right. So we've jumped Shiba. I guess we're kind of chasing down Dogecoin now.
Yeah.
Looks like we're about 15.6, Dogecoin 16.3. So very about close. 700 million away. We're getting there.
And I mean, one thing we've seen, let me see if I can show this. Can you see my screen here?
Yeah.
So you can see that the UST market cap has just grown, been growing steadily, linearly. Whereas Luna can be very volatile, right? And we expect, of course, Luna will rip. But on a downturn, right, we don't see any big fluctuation in the market cap, maybe tiny bit, but in the UST market cap. So right. One thing that I would like to see just from pure dynamics perspective is when Luna rips up and then corrects heavily, and we're not expecting 80, 90% corrections, okay? Maybe like the 40 or 30%, even 50%. But when it corrects deep and shrinks the market cap momentarily, it's going to meet a very strong force on the demand side, right? Because right. If we're burning Luna with a market cap that's comparable to it, right? Now it's two times. Let's say Luna dips to $80. We should be prepared for that, right? It wouldn't be a surprise. It wouldn't change our bullish stance. Luna can even dip to some of the support levels in the 70s. The question is, probably it's not going to stay there. So imagine a dip like that where the market cap shrinks and the UST market cap has kept growing. Now you're starting to see the UST demand, the demand impact from UST truly will have an impact on Luna bouncing much faster. Right. So that would be very interesting to observe as the market cap for UST now is substantially larger than before.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we'll see any sort of fluctuation to those levels. It's dipped to that $83 range, I think, last week. It pulled out of there pretty hard. There's a lot of buying pressure once we get down to those levels. So I don't see it going, you know, south of what you just mentioned there.
Yeah.
Which is the demand we've seen. Yeah, this is the demand we've seen for UST. It's there, and it's building this support level in this 90 range. And again, we have a lot of fiat on-ramp platforms that are getting ready to come online. I actually just talked to the guys at Cash. So we're going to get set up with a debit card with those guys. So
oh, that's
we'll do
awesome.
So we'll do some testing on the debit card through Cash DeFi. So we're super excited about that. We'll definitely have to show you guys some videos of the debit card in action, and get you guys some feedback on how it all works and how seamless it is. So that's something we're really looking forward to, and I think that's just going to help with this support in Luna and keep us climbing up from here.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing more and more the ecosystem just working so well to grow, to sustain, to evolve like that. And being within the ecosystem, we have a savings, we have leverage, healthy leverage, right? We have investment in mirrored assets if we need to. With the with Anchor bringing more B assets, I think it will allow us to diversify. Like right now, I've been slowly building a BETH position, even though I moved out of BETH last year, especially it was very volatile. But after it dipped to the 2100 level, I started dabbling in a little bit. And now I'm seeing a lot of, bullish news for Ethereum. There's good developments. 6 months from now, we'll have the migration with the Beacon chain. So we go from proof of work to proof of stake. Whether this is, I don't think this will reestablish Ethereum's dominance, but it will help support all of DeFi regardless. And it would be a huge success. So from that perspective, having exposure to that asset on Terra is amazing. B Solana, B Sol would be amazing. B Anna would be amazing. So we're looking forward to all of these.
Yeah, those are some great assets that can definitely help in the Terra ecosystem and the community, especially with the Borrow, right? I mean, we've seen the yield and on the net APR come down. We're in the negatives now, which is not too concerning. I think it's just a different aspect that we're not used to seeing, right? We're used to seeing that positive APR to where we're like, oh, this is nice. We can just borrow and it doesn't cost us any money. But, you know, those good things aren't going to last forever. So you got to be prepared for them. Still, even at 2.5% is what we're at today, it's still a great opportunity, right? You're still in the basically 17% APY, right, Gorgi?
It's a 17% APR, 17 point. APY when you subtract this. And in terms of APR, it would be down to about 16 because APY implies your compounding.
Right.
So it is slight, there's a slight, not significant difference. I mean, this divergence and the Anchor Forum really addresses a lot of the interesting potentials, possibilities for how to evolve the product, this protocol that's already super successful. And it's got, you know, 16, 17 billion worth of value locked. Out of that is 11 billion of USD. So that's more than, I don't know, 60% of all of USD is locked in Anchor. So it's really, really good. I think the attention that was given with the yield reserve replenishment showed everybody that this product is not going to be allowed to get shaky. I wouldn't say crumble. There's no danger of that. But I think it will need to level off. We're no longer in the degen years of 2020 where you saw some crazy APRs, you know, in the thousands and 10,000s that are completely unsustainable. Now you're seeing a very large project, almost, what is it, 700 billion market cap. At some point it was 700 million market cap. At some point it was over a billion. Well, you need some really more sustainable and realistic rates across the board. So
right,
there's some interesting stuff coming with that. And the new B assets should help as well. I think there's a governance proposal that will pass about the dynamic earn rate, which will adjust based on how the reserves are, whether they're growing or being depleted. I think even the discussion that happened on that is very, very healthy. We'll work with Anchor regardless whether this passes or not, whether this gets implemented or not. Anchor has a bright future.
Right. And I think even though if we do switch to this dynamic rate, I see it actually being a positive view for Anchor in general. I mean, the sustainability of 20% APY, I mean, let's be realistic. It's tough to manage. It's tough to keep that consistent. And there's probably a lot of people that are not in the ecosystem looking at that going, oh, it's too good to be true. So I think this will help kind of even onboard future lunatics or just people that want to put money into a savings account and earn a decent interest rate. Instead of this 20% that who knows, you know, it could sustain, it could not. So I think this could actually be a bullish sentiment for Anchor in general.
Yeah. And we're, you know, think what Anchor would look like with USD having 50 billion or 100 billion market cap, right? It's having 20%, having 60 billion of UST here, which is like maybe 5-6 times. So that means you would be spending not a million per day, or what is it, 2-3 million by per day, but 5 times that to pay 20%. I mean, you would need substantial counterbalance by borrow, and to and that could happen, right? That could happen, but you know, we want to have a sustainable formula. And I personally am not advocating for or against the variable rate. I'm not sure. There are a lot of details, a lot of considerations. Very interesting discussion on Anchor Protocol about this. So I highly recommend viewers to watch it. And one other thing, apart from Anchor, is Astroport. So Astroport, over close to a billion, maybe now, sorry, it was over a billion, 1.3 billion in liquidity staked assets. It's grown in market cap. It almost doubled since the lows when it passed $1, and now it's over $2. It's probably going to go even higher. One of the, I think it's the second largest DEX in DeFi. I mean, Luna and Terra just host some incredible projects. Mars has a great market cap out of nowhere, right?
Right.
So you've got Prism is also very large. So
yeah, Mars has been a great project. It's still kind of taken off. It's still early stages, but I think that's going to be another great project similar to Astroport that we see kind of take hold in the top places in the Terra ecosystem. So
in terms of strategy, what I'm doing is I have some LP positions, and I'm putting my earnings into UST and Luna. And I think about halfway split half and half. I think when Luna goes over 100, I might stop DCAing into Luna and wait to buy dips under 100, ideally under 90 or under 80. Again, large liquidation. You know, those few thousand Luna, I'd like to be able to slowly buy back at the same price that they were liquidated, which was 80 or even below 80. And I'm not wishing for Luna to go down. We know that it's volatile, so I think there will be opportunities for that. And I think that you're seeing just a much longer time horizon now. So Luna can consolidate here, right? It can consolidate in this range. It can maybe dip here. It can rip. I mean, it can rip. But the question was, at what point is 100 the new 10, right? You can see the 10. You can see how much volume we have and how much support we have above that. I mean, right, we're not going down to 10 unless everything just crashes. So to get above 100 and stay above 100, I'd say maybe we go to 500 to 1,000, and then we can say, look, we're never going under 100, because there will be so much adoption in those higher ranges between 200 and 1,000 that people will just buy 100 or a sub-$100 Luna instantly. They won't even let it touch 100.
Right.
Just like Ethereum. Will Ethereum, unless it's some kind of negative news or negative occurrence, will Ethereum just organically go back down to $100, which was what, 2018 or something? No, people will buy it even at 500. Just bots will just eat it.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, we're kind of at that point with Luna. I mean, we've seen massive volume, and these levels have been accumulating nicely. There's a lot of buyers. Obviously there's some sellers, but they're getting scooped up, like we talked about, on these days that we do dip. So it's great to see that sustainability and that support that we're getting in these ranges. So keep accumulating, and we'll see y'all back in triple digits.
Oh yeah, awesome. Yeah,
Yeah.
Very exciting. Anytime now. Anytime now.
Well, I just want to thank all our viewers and listeners, you guys on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. We appreciate all your viewership. And if you guys have any questions, go ahead and just comment, like, subscribe for us. And Gorgi, why don't you hit us with the handles and we'll be out of here.
Yeah, great. TTLG underscore crew on Twitter and Instagram. Our YouTube links, our podcast links, Apple Podcasts are there, and our links to our Medium articles as well. Check us out, comment, like, subscribe. Thank you.
All right. We'll see y'all guys on the next TTLG. Thanks, Gorgi.